He is the spokesman for the class representation group. They are one of the four groups that has spearheaded the student protests and strikes in the province in the last 115 days or so. His name is Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois, and we welcome him to the Kaufman Show. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Very good, thank you. You spoke with Gilbert Rozon today, the president of the Juste Pour Rire, Just for Laughs Festival. What was discussed?
Well, Mr. Rozon shared me his, that he was pretty concerned by the protests that were going on in the streets of Montreal in the last days, and he said that he wanted to know our specific intentions for his festival and for the other major events that are going to take place in Montreal during the summer. And I shared with him the fact that as a student organization, we had nothing planned in terms of disturbing his festival or any of the major festivals this summer.
Sorry, you. Just to be clear, you're saying that you have no intentions to disrupt any of the summer festivals?
Exactly. What I told him is that we will certainly take advantage of those festivals to distribute some information to the citizens, to inform them about our strike, about our demands to the Liberal government of Jean Charest. But I also made very clear with him that this was not in our intention to block anyone from going to those events, and that we were that our intentions. Our intentions were very specific and were only in a perspective of informing the participants to those events and not of disturbing their participation to shows and even.
How would the even, like, I know that there had been discussions about pamphlets being handed out and things like that. How is that beneficial to the student movement, and how would convincing tourists be beneficial when it's the locals whose support that you need?
Well, in fact, we know that our strike is actually really covered by the international media. So a lot of tourists are probably already aware that there is a student strike going on in Quebec. The reason why we want to take advantage of those events as a tribune for our demands is to inform them of our specific demands, of what is going on in Quebec. I think they will be very interested to talk with us and to really understand in deeply what's going on, what exactly are the demands of the student movement. And I think a lot of locals also are going to go there, and I think they will be very interested in listening to our demands and in listening to exactly what we have to say. It will be the occasion to have a real dialogue with the population.
I want to play you a quote, Gabriel. On the morning show on TSN 990, they spoke with François Dumontier from the Grand Prix. Here's the quote.
Well, not on the one I'm controlling. We are controlling, of course, the race itself, but we are also organizing a grand evening on Thursday night. This will happen. We're not involved in the street festival in Montreal, so I understand that those festivals will happen, but we're not involved in it.
Have you spoken with the people on Peel Street or Crescent Street, which are major festivals and major financial boons to the city, to ensure that you guys won't be disrupting them?
Well, we do not have any, we didn't have any specific discussions with those people, but in the media, we repeated in the last days at a several times that it was not in our intention to disturb the activities, but only to be visible and to be present to distribute some information.
How do you feel about the Thursday session being canceled, the open house?
Well, I think it was a very, honestly, I was very surprised by this decision. I know that some groups said that they were gonna that they weren't gonna disturb the event. Their decision is probably motivated by those threats. But the four major student organizations were very clear with the fact that we were not interested in disturbing the event. I think it's their decision, but I think it's a little bit precipitated. It's a little bit fast because I think that if they would have called us, we would have reassured them a lot.
Do you think that it would benefit if you were to condemn the violence that's associated with the protests?
Well, since the beginning of the strike, we have been very clear that violence and vandalism were not in our tactics. That were gestures that we were not supporting. But we have to also understand that at the beginning of the strike, the protests were very peaceful, and it's because the Liberal government let the conflict go is because the Liberal government ignored the student organizations for the nine first weeks of the strike. That we have seen those scenes in the streets of Montreal, and no one wants to see those scenes. It's very sad that our streets are the theater of violence against individuals, but it's kind of a consequences of the attitude of the government.
We're in conversation with Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois on The Kaufman Show, Dave Kaufman and Jay Farrar.
Gabrielle, are you concerned that any lost tourism revenue could in turn be used as an excuse to not fund education?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
Are you concerned that any lost tourism revenue could in turn be used as an excuse to not fund education?
I think it would be very sad, and no one, and I mean our objective as students is not to disturb economy. Our objective as students is not to provoke the loss of tourism revenue, but also people have to understand that as young people, as students, we do not have a lot of ways to be heard by the government. In fact, you know, we don't have the contact that some people have, and the only way, in fact, we have to be heard is to go in the street, to be creative, to be heard, to be a lot in the street. That's exactly what we're seeing in the streets of Montreal since the last days and the last weeks. A lot of citizens are going in the street because they feel that the government is not listening to them. So we will have to continue to protest. We will have to continue to be mobilized, but we will always be very prudent, and we will always be sure that we are targeting the good person. And the people who go to the Grand Prix or to the big festivals are not the persons that we want to disturb. And for us, that's very important.
To be clear, should anybody be concerned about their safety or their ability to freely or enter or exit any of the festivals this summer, including this weekend's Grand Prix?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. People have to be sure that we will not put their security in danger. And it will be very important for us to be present, but to be there specifically and to be there to inform. To inform the citizens and the tourists of what's going on. We will distribute some information. Maybe we'll have some banners, but I mean, we will never block people from going to see shows, for example, because, you know, a lot of those festivals and those free shows are frequented a lot by students themselves who do not have money to pay for tickets during the year, and a lot of students are taking advantage of those festivals to see some shows. So it would be very contradictory, I think, for us to disturb those events or to block people from going to see them.
Will you be going to the race this weekend, Gabrielle?
Personally not, because we have an important congress in Montreal, but I will look at the results probably on the television like everyone.
Finally, is there a way for this crisis to be solved where both sides can come out happy?
I think I think everyone wants that. Everyone wants to solve the crisis. Everyone wants a result that satisfies the two parties. And I think that we were on the good way when we had negotiations with the government. We were able to agree on a big national forum on post-secondary education to have the real and deep debates on the real issues. But unfortunately, the government decided to close the door to the negotiations, and we were very sad about that. But like I was saying in the media in the last months, we are always open to negotiation. And if we have a call from Madame Cochin, the Minister of Education, we will certainly answer, and we will work as hard as we can to find a solution to the actual crisis.
Let's hope it happens soon and that the city can get back to normal. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois, thank you for your time tonight.
My pleasure.
There he goes. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois, spokesman for The Class.